ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today we read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 3, Text 11. Asanga Shita Ganala Abhiduta Shesha Malanam Bhavat Shavavanam Atma Muninam Anavarata Pare Unita Gunagana
Muninam Anavarata Pare Unita Gunagana
Paramamangalayana Gunagana Kathanoshi
Paramamangalayana Gunagana
Kathanoshi Asangarishita Gyananala Vidruta Shesha Malanam bhavata sabhavanam atmaramanam
Malanam bhavata sabhavanam atmaramanam
Muninam anavarata parigunita gunagana
Muninam anavarata parigunita gunagana
Parama mangalayana gunagana kathanoshi Asanga Nishita Gyananala Viduta Shesha
Asanga Nishita Gyananala Viduta Shesha
Malanam Bhava Sabhavanam Atmaramanam
Malanam Bhava Sabhavanam Atmaramanam
Muninam Anavarata Pariguna Gunagana
Muninam Anavarata Pariguna Gunagana
Paramamangalayana
Asango nishtita jananala viduse samalam
Asanga nishtita jananala
viduta shesham
Bhavat svabhavanam atmananam
Bhavat svabhavanam atmananam
Muninam anavrata parigunita gunagana Parama Mangalayana Gunagana Kathanoshi
Parama Mangalayana Gunagana Kathanoshi
Asanga
Sanga
By detachment Nishita Strengthened Gana of knowledge Anala
by the fire
Vidruta removed, Ashesha, unlimited, Malanam,
whose dirty things,
Bhavat Sabhavanam, who have attained your qualities,
Atmaramayanam,
who are self-satisfied, Muninam, of great sages, Anavarata,
Insensibly.
Parigunita.
Recounted.
Gunagana. O Lord, whose spiritual qualities.
Paramamangala.
Supreme bliss.
Ayana.
Produces.
Gunagana katana.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Hesti Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
Dear Lord, all great sages who are thoughtful and saintly persons, incessantly recount your spiritual qualities. These sages have already burned up all the unlimited dirty things and by the fire of knowledge strengthen their detachment from the material world. Thus, they have attained your qualities and are self-satisfied. Yet, even for those who feel spiritual bliss in chanting your attributes, your personal presence is very rare. Purport. The priests in Maharaj Nagi's sacrificial arena appreciate the personal presence of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, and they consider themselves very much obliged. The Lord's appearance is rare even for great saintly persons who have become completely detached from this material world and whose hearts are clean due to constantly chanting the glories of the Lord. Such people are satisfied by chanting the transcendental qualities of the Lord. The Lord's personal presence is not actually required. The priests are pointing out that the Lord's personal presence is very rare, even for such an elevated sages, but that he was so kind to them that now he was personally present. Therefore, the priests were very much obliged. Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Dhinani Namaste Sarasati Deve Gaurvani Pachayani Vishyashe Vashyata Deshitarani. So, this purport points out that one cannot have the association of God or Krishna even if you are saintly. It is very rare. But nonetheless, the pure devotees, the sages, they are always feeling the presence of Krishna. There's two ways to always see Krishna. You can see Krishna with your own eyes in the form of a deity. He is there present in the deity. And if you want to find a devotee, you can see Krishna everywhere. In the heart of all the beings, this Krishna is present in all the atoms. But to see Krishna face to face, personally talking with him, is a different thing. We want that. We want to associate with Krishna, talk with him, be with him, and serve him personally. But he is there. He is always giving his personal association to an advanced Buddhist. But we need to have qualification, gunagana. Gunagana means the characters and the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gunagana, gana means to sing. Gandharva, gunagana, sing. So when you sing the glories of Krishna, when you talk about the glories of Krishna, it's the same. Because Krishna is not different from his name. Singing his glories, chanting his name, this actually was singing because it is very plain. So this has to be understood clearly. Because he's God, he can be present everywhere. At the same time, he's present in his name. That's the quality of the Supreme God. If you're a Supreme Lord, he has to be present wherever your names call on you, even if you're not there. When he is there, he can be there for you. If you say, Krishna, where are you? Hare Krishna. He, even though he's in the spiritual world, he can be there. That's the quality of what one, God. He is there, present everywhere. That's the proof. So the priests here, the sages, they are very wise for Krishna's being present there, for his coming. So this is actually a good thing. It's always very, very thankful for everything that we get in our life. We have to be thankful to Krishna. It's not that materialistic persons, they're not obliged to anything because they don't believe in God. They think everything comes from their hard work. They qualify themselves, but in fact, Everything comes by the mercy of God. By His mercy, we are able to digest our food and see and read and stand up and walk and do everything. So Krishna is perfect. That's the point. And the devotees of Krishna, Gunagana, they always chanting the glories of Krishna. Satatam Kirtanantam Vam Yatam Tasti Deyabhata Namasam Tasama Vyanta Nityanita Upashte. Krishna said, Satatam, my devotees are always chanting my glories. Keep bowing down before me. Satatam Kirtanantam Vam Yatam Tasti Deyabhata with determination. Chanting my glories. Perpetually worshipping with devotion. So this is the quality of a devotee. A devotee is always taking the shelter of Krishna. They are not bereft of Krishna. So this is a difficult thing to always live with Krishna, even though it's easy, because we are the center of everything, generally speaking. We want to be glorified, we want to be and people to say nice things about us. So we can do all of this. One being the center of everything. But Krishna, he, the devotee, he is always putting Krishna in the middle of everything. So he is always sending the glory of Krishna. It's a taste. You see, we have to have taste to chant Krishna. If you don't have the taste, then we don't aspire for it. This is why associate people who can be mindful of Krishna. Have you sung that? Have you sung the Sarvasiddhi? Oh yeah, Lava Mata Sarvasiddhi, Sarvasiddhi. Oh, yeah. That's by the moment of association with Sarvasiddhi, and we can get all the success in a moment. Sarvasiddhi, like perfection of life. You can achieve that just by associating the devotee momentarily. Sarvasiddhi, like Lava Mata, and seeing just a moment of association. And so Krishna is very merciful. Even though we are always thinking of Him, even just once thinking of Him, Krishna is saying merciful to us. That is kindness on us. We don't think of our loved one, our friend, our wife, children. We're not always thinking, even though it's very lucky, but we're not actually showing that and just say, but Krishna, when you say, I love you, Krishna, I want to serve you, I want to be with you, Krishna is very, very happy. And he wants to take interest. Like selling the product, and if you sell your goods, then the customer will be very happy. I mean, because he gets a good product, and you're selling, he also becomes very happy. So, if the product is good, then you can be profitable. So that product is Krishna. Krishna is the supreme product of everything. He is the highest. We chant His name. So we are selling, we are not selling the mantra, Maha Mantra. We are distributing the holy name for free. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to towns and villages chanting the holy name, Lord Nityananda and Haridasa Thakur. Every town and villages. And people say, no, 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 get out of here, I don't want to hear this. And they say, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Go away, and they were very happy because they were chanting Hare Krishna. They said, we go away and chant the Hare Krishnas. That time they said Hare Krishna, so we were really happy. Somehow or another we have to make people chant Hare Krishna. So chanting Hare Krishna is a very wonderful thing, because the process of chanting Hare Krishna, it makes one very happy instantly. Everyone is looking for happiness. But the simple method for Kali Yuga, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Kevalam, Balogna, Sevana, 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 Tiranita. There's no other way. Except Chanhari Krishna, Chanhari Krishna, Chanhari Krishna. Three times. It means when you say something to conform, you have to say it three times. So the Shastra says it three times. It's the only way. So when you see the deed, you may think, oh, this is very beautiful idol. You don't understand what the deed is. It's made out of marble, wood, metal, or clay. But he's not just a mukti, he's not just form. He's present in that form. Artha Vigraha. Form the deity. He's present in his name. And he's present, like I said, he's present everywhere. So when you see Krishna, we may see something else, but actually when we hear these lyrics, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, we have to hear the characteristics, the qualities of Krishna. Gunadanatha, Kothonashi, it's mentioned here. Kothakatan is talking, the passion and the Krishna. When you hear the topics of Krishna from the mouth of a devotee, then you can understand, oh, he's not just some clay statue. He's there. So more important than seeing the form of the deity is to hear the glories of the deity. Because when you see the deity, you may think of his idol. But when you hear about his pastime, then you know, oh, he's actually there. After we come out. Then you appreciate. So more important is to Shravanam Kirtanam, you have to hear. Hear the glory of Krishna. And hear, you have to hear the glory of Krishna from a devotee. Who can explain it? Who, he is also pure. Pure is a force. Just like if you want electricity, you have to plug in. The charge of the phone, you have to plug into the connection to the power. Plug in, so that you get connected. So if you want to church out your Krishna consciousness, you have to hear the topics of Krishna from the mouth of the devotee. Who can explain it? So, the Lord's personal presence is not actually required. The priests are pointing out that the Lord's personal presence is very rare, even for such a elevated city. But that he was so kind to them that now he was personally present. See, so Prabhupada, he saw his deeds. Prabhupada said, now Krishna has come to your place. Now Lord Jagannath has come in the world. So pure devotees always sing Krishna. Even though they are not in the temple, they sing Krishna. Because their thoughts and their consciousness, their mind is always in bliss of chanting Hare Krishna in the thought of Krishna. They're always feeling the presence of Krishna. No matter where they are, we have to feel the same way. That's why the devotees are never distressed. Even though they're distressed, it's for Krishna. That they need to do service that is not done properly, so they have anxiety. So everything is related to Krishna. But then, exactly, it says here, bliss of Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna. And another thing here, the Lord's appearance is rare even for great saintly persons who have become completely detached to the material world and whose heart are clean due to constantly chanting the glory of the Lord. So this is the way. We have to clean the heart. The way to clean the heart is through chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This is the mantra. Man means mind, travel is to deliver the mind from stress and anxiety. Cleanse the heart of consciousness. Chaitanya Paramarjanam, Bhagavan Dadaki Nirvakman. We sing in the morning also. Samsara this world, this jail world, is full of samsara, dharmala, the fire and the shape of existence. Now leave the loka. Pratas, so spiritual master, mercy. Bande Guru Sri, by the mercy of Guru Sri, Sarvama Vindam. Take a shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Prabhupada, take a shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. We can extinguish that dharma, the fire of existence, burning, it can extinguish like before the rain cloud, it can extinguish the blazing fire of existence at once. You can put your bucket of water and let it have the bushfire before the coronavirus. Very massive bushfire. They couldn't put it out for months. Burning up houses, even burning up fire trucks. And so blazing, very difficult to contain it. But everyone is, even at an arena, and they used to, very loudly singing the heart out. You saw the video. Pray for rain. We pray for rain. We had the board for holding up the banner. Pray for rain. And the rain came. We were soaking in rain. Everyone was soaking. Even all the people. We prayed for rain. And the rain came. So sometimes our material existence is burning like the forest fire. Only way to extinguish is through the rain, monsoon rain. All the rains will extinguish the fire completely. What's the Bhagavad Gita going to do? They're dropping down water from there, and still they couldn't extinguish it. Only the rain. Krishna created the rain, Krishna created the fire, he can also extinguish it. So, the fire of material existence is our desire. The fire of material existence is burning in our heart. We totally desire. We cannot satisfy those desires. I want this, I want that. Every day we pray to Krishna. Please give this, please give that. We have to pray Krishna, Anya Vyas Vyas and Yam Gana Kama Dhanavi. The knowledge, Gana become. Through knowledge, we can be detached from these desires. It's mentioned here. Priest in Maharaja's Bhagavad sacrifice their arena appeared the personal presence of the Lord Vishnu, and they considered themselves obliged. The Lord's appearance is rare before graceful persons who have become completely detached from the material world and who are so responsible for the world. So, through the knowledge, but the conclusion of the knowledge is to know who Krishna is. And to know Krishna, you have to chant Krishna. Through chanting Hare Krishna. So that is the knowledge. The perfect knowledge is Bhakti Yoga. Knowledge of Atmagyana, knowledge of the soul. That perfection, that knowledge is imparted to us. That the deep one imparted, and Parivrajana. Devaya, if one could go to Shindhita Gyanina, can you ask Dr. Darshan? Through humble inquiry, submissive inquiry, and service to the spiritual master, the spiritual master imparts knowledge and resources. Krishna says, so show me God, that's not the way. God will appear to you when we become cleansed of heart, when you are sincere. Krishna will appear to us. So Krishna is always present. We cannot see. Srila Prabhupada can see. Srila Prabhupada, he can see the demigod, he can see Narada, he can see Brahma. They come in the temple when this program happening, the demigods. We are thinking of the ones here. The demigods are here. The deities, when Krishna is here, he has always associated with him. So many, we can't see. Now it's lockdown, there's people here. But don't think Krishna is alone. Krishna is full of associated devotees. So we cannot see anything. Show me, that's not the way. We have to qualify ourselves. Premanjana Jivita Bhakti, that Brahma said, your eye has to be changed with love of bhakti. Premanjana Jivita Bhakti, Lochaneya. That eyes, our eyes have a disease. That disease is called cataract. That disease has to be removed. Then you can see. So you see there's a verse here, removed. There's one more word mentioned here. Vidhuta means removed. We have to remove those desires from our heart. We have to cut those social desires. We have to remove that cataract that's covering our eyes from vision. So we cannot see desires without making eyes. Krishna. That's why I said we have to hear the glories of Krishna. So the spiritual master, they can remove that. You know, when Prabhu Maharaj was meditating to see Lord Vishnu, and then from his austerities, Lord Vishnu appeared to him, but he was a very small boy, 5 years old boy. So he wanted to pray to him and say many mantras, but he couldn't say it because he was very small, he didn't know so much. But Lord Vishnu, he tapped on his head with his conch, and he could repeat mantra, and he was there prayed up by Guru Maharaj. So my point is that by the mercy of Krishna, we are able to, by the mercy of Guru, we are able to serve Krishna. Our heart can be purified. So it's not that I can do, that is not the attitude. Attitude of a devotee is that the belief of your life, humble attitude, with service attitude. The belief of your life, only question is seva, true service. Even I am doing service, but we also have to understand that I am doing the service by the mercy of Krishna. I am able to do the service. That's the attitude. It's not a job. We do it and then we get out. But it's devotional service. With consciousness, with devotion, we perform service to Krishna. Then Krishna is satisfied with our service. So we can see Krishna through service. And not that we can see Him. We can see Him always because we are experiencing the love. We are experiencing, we are feeling the pleasure of serving Krishna. That's in Krishna. Prabhupada used to say, when a devotee drinks water, he's thinking this taste of this water is Krishna. And Krishna said, I am the taste of water. Krishna said, I am the best of everything. So when we are thinking of Krishna, everything that we like, we have to see this is Krishna. This is Krishna. So we are seeing Krishna that way. It's not that we need to talk to Him. We don't have time to talk to Krishna because we are so busy serving Krishna. That's why we have to have the shadow on time of the dream. Everything punctual. Devotion service punctual. You're so busy reading the book, tears from your eyes coming out. And then you forget the time that the deed is of your time. What does it mean? Your ecstasy is when you can serve Krishna energy. That is our ecstasy. Our ecstasy is when we can satisfy our Guru Maharaj. When we can serve Krishna naturally. When Krishna is satisfied, that is our satisfaction. It's not that we go around and we're in ecstasy. Of course, the ecstasy is there. Our devotional service, at least our ecstasy is always there in the devotee. But the devotee is in more experience in the ecstasy by serving Krishna. It's not that we are rolling on the ground and the dust in our body and tears from our eyes. This thing doesn't come, otherwise it's only artificial. It only comes when we serve Krishna. But it is coming, that ecstasy is coming. But we don't have time to roll on the ground and roll those things. We are engaged in serving Krishna. Tears from our eyes, we don't want to make it so cheap that everybody is looking at my eyes and I'm crying for Krishna. We can cry for Krishna, but don't make it public. Because we don't want everyone to glorify you. We want to serve Krishna nicely, without us being in the center. So we contain our ecstasy. Walk now, some of the later. We walk hard for Krishna now, and later we go to Krishna. Then in spiritual world we also serve Krishna. Because wherever we are serving Krishna, that is spiritual world. But we have to experience that now. If we can't experience that service Krishna now, we will not be able to experience that. He had to be king from, like if you're climbing the mountain, he had to be able to make the first step, and then next step, and then next step, and then you're going up. Then you're on the top of the hill. So you have to make the first step to make that move. So if you are not enthusiastic, you are not feeling good about yourself, about service or anything, then we will not be able to make the move at all. What to speak of getting to the top of the mountain? Getting to the top of the mountain is a struggle. You have to climb up, you know, mountain climbing. It's very difficult, you have to be a professional. But chanting Hare Krishna, anyone can do. But the problem is, we are attached, detachment. We have to be detached. We are attached to so many things. Attached to wealth, attached to glories, attached to so many things, unlimited things, attached to family, husband, wife, children, as well on, money, wealth. These things are there initially, but we have to underneath, we have to know. These things have to go one day. Krishna is always there with us. Shridam Sarvabhutanam, Krishna is our friend. He is not our followers. Our friend will go away, our family will go away. Our husband, wife, children, they will all go away. But Krishna is always with you in your heart, wherever you go. You can remember yourself, your friend not with you, your wife, husband, children, they are always with you. You go to work, and from the time you are born, we have moved from one place to the other in the world, isn't it? Where once we were born in India, and now I was somewhere, so many places in the world. But I can only be here at one time. I have to abandon all those places. So we are always moving home. But all this time, Krishna is always in our heart. He has never left. That's why Shridam Sarvabhutanam, he is the best friend. Because he is always accompanying us. He is sitting in our heart. Everybody goes away, you are alone. But Krishna is with you. So the devotees, they never feel alone. They always see Krishna. Because they see Krishna in the heart. Yoginam Sarvenam. Krishna said, at the highest yogi, Yoginam Sarvesham, much rather than the Atma. That the yogi is a bhakti yogi. Because he is seeing Krishna. He's sitting in the heart. Of all the yogis, the bhakti yogi, because they know Krishna through service. They see Krishna through service. So, devotees are always very peaceful because they are always chanting Hare Krishna. They are always glorifying Krishna. Gunadana kata aloshi kata. People always want to talk so many things. Blah, 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 blah. You see people on the train, the buses, the street, everywhere. They're talking. Now there are people less talking because they're all talking on the phone. Same thing. And then they get so late. Like me, I don't need too much time on Facebook. And then they get so late. So people wasting their time. They're talking garbage. Grammar katha. What Krishna Thakur said, right? Well, he said, one should not talk, finish talk. If you want to talk, talk about Krishna. So, when you are, every time you're talking, you're using up your breath, the air in your body. So if you talk about Krishna, you're actually using the body's energy. Because the body's energy belongs to Krishna. So you're rightfully using your property in his service. Everything is in his service. We are only here in this body to serve Him. That is the purpose of our existence. Isn't it? We are here in this body. It's not to enjoy this body. To engage this body in Krishna's service. So eyes are there. Always want to see this, want to see that. But we see the beautiful form of Krishna. Even you see the beautiful ocean, the trees, the mountains, Mother Nature. We know. Krishna says that all this is comfort, is my imagination. All the splendor of this universe is my creation. It's coming from me. I'm the creator of all that. Aham sarvasya kalaho matasalam parapate iti matta vadadima kudatava samvita. Aham sarvasya kalaho, one who knows that everything comes from me, material and spiritual, he knows that. He understands this thing, then he serves me. But the Sarvam Bhavarthi. ఇది ఇంత బలం బుధనామం. దాట్ ఈస్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ దాట్ ఈస్ సోల్జర్. ద రియల్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ ఇస్ టు నో ద కృష్ణ ఇస్ సో టు ఎవ్రీథింగ్. So when you see anything in this world, we have always known this is Krishna's product. We are always seeing things that are beautiful, but ultimately the material beauty is eternal. It will fade away. In China, even gold they take. Some person bought some gold. After some time, the gold was not colorful anymore. Like gold should be always gold. It was rusty, and they got cheated. So material world means everything is fades away. We have one time young, handsome body, beautiful body, and then we get old, gray hair, and everything falling apart. And how do you even get up because the body is weak? Where is that beautifulness, that handsome, beautiful, has gone? So material bodies fade away, but we, the spirit soul, always remain beautiful. And Krishna is always beautiful. Now you are one. He's always beautiful. He never grows any older than a 16-year-old boy. Even though he was at the very first retreat, 120, he looked like a young boy. Because he has such an ananda-vigraha, eternal form of bliss and knowledge. We also, right now we have a material body covering the soul. So the quality of the material element is that it fades away, it dwindles, it grows old and it dies. But soul remains all eternal. So this is knowledge. So when we have the knowledge, proper knowledge, then we know Krishna. So Guru Dhamma, we have to study the characteristics, the qualities of Krishna. We all have qualities. That quality actually is the qualities of Krishna, coming from Krishna. We just have a little bit. We carry a little bit of the qualities of Bhagavan. He is full of opulence. Right? He is the owner of Jagannath, master of the universe. We maybe owner a house, two houses, they have some land. But Krishna is the owner of everything. That's why he is the owner of the world. Bhaga, Bhaga means all the wealth, or good fortune, all fortunes. He is the beauty of all the beauty. That's why he is always beautiful. And he is also very famous. And he is very strong. He don't see Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill and holding it. And he says, oh, can you share with me? I'm very kind. And he's not sweating on his forehead and struggling to keep it up. He's just holding it properly, exposed like a mushroom. A child picks up a mushroom, like an umbrella. No struggle. He's the strength. All the strength comes from him. And then we carry something, we're sweating. I can't take it anymore. Put it down. Yeah. But Krishna, he's the source of all the strength. Yogeshya, master of mysticism. He creates and he destroys it. Pralaya. He created this material world, so, and it's very detached, he destroys it all. He made a big house and then he destroyed it. That means he's very detached. So he is also very detached. So, when we attach to Krishna, when you talk about Krishna, we feel blissful. That's an asset that you say as spiritual background. Your money will go, but your spiritual activity that you serve Krishna, that stays in the bank, spiritual bank. So when you die, body dies at the time of death, Mahamasmara, think of me. So if you think of Krishna at the time of death, you will come to me, Krishna says. So that is the wealth. The wealth of the devotee is Krishna. Arjuna was asked, I want to, Arjuna, Krishna asked Arjuna, what do you want? Do you want me or you want that my army? Krishna said, I want you. Arjuna said, I want you. I don't want anything else. And Duryodhana said, I want you. I want your army. He says, okay. And Krishna said to Arjuna and Duryodhana, like, whoever I see in the morning, first person, he has the choice to ask me what he wants. I have to give you the validation. So Arjuna sat next to the feet of Krishna. Because Arjuna wants to massage the feet of Krishna and serve Krishna, think about the feet of Krishna. Duryodhana said, I don't want to sit at the feet of Krishna. That's like, you know, that's not very nice. I want to sit, you know, behind, near his head. So when Krishna got up, first person he saw was Arjuna, because he was sitting at his feet. And he said, what do you want, Arjuna? And Arjuna said, I don't want anything. I just want you. Because he knows that if you have Krishna, you have everything. He is all strong. He is God. He is supreme. He can protect you. Without his permission, nothing works. And then the other one said, no, I saw Krishna because I'm just near your eyes, near your head. He said, anyway, and what do you want? He said, I don't want you, first thing. First thing, I don't want you. Second, like, I want your arms. He said, okay. But the arms, they can't move without permission of Krishna. So Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita, he says, wherever I am, there is wealth, there is victory, and what else?
Yatra yogeshara krishna yatra partha duradhara tatra sri vijayo bhuti nidrimatima.
Meaning?
Wealth, power.
Yeah, wealth, power, victory.
Yeah, victory.
Yeah.
The niti.
Yeah. Wherever Krishna is, dharma, religion is there. So, if Krishna is not with you, then those things doesn't mean anything. You're not doing anything. There is no victory. But if you Krishna, if the Pandavas are there, end of that, everybody died. Only the Pandavas are alive. Yeah. Millions and millions of them. Means they have Krishna. So if you have Krishna, you have victorious. I believe that. I lived through so many years from the time that I'm still alive. And so many things happened, my friend, my parents, they all passed away. I'm still alive. So many people are very young. They died also. My age and younger to me. Devotees that I know who died. And I am very close to death, encountered by the death. But I lived through, means Krishna is taking me. So we have to feel the presence of Krishna. So I always believe Krishna is protecting me. He is with me. I'm victorious. With devotees, they can overcome death. That's another thing. Look, Dhruva Maharaj, he sat over the death onto the airplane, spiritual airplane. Because Krishna is dead. See, think of Krishna. So we're not worried. So we're not in anxiety because we're associated with Krishna by chanting his name. Associated with Krishna by chanting his name. We see Krishna through his service. If you're not blissful in service, then we're not experiencing. We have other agenda in our mind. So we're blocking that bhakti. The bhakti is because we are not paying attention to Krishna. So all we have to focus. What's the reason for my activity that I'm doing is to please Krishna. If we don't have that underlying principle, then we put ourselves in the center instead. Then the bliss doesn't come. We're encountered by misery and anxiety and problems and some issues. But when you actually send our Krishna, when you put Krishna in the center, everything just comes through. Comes up, everything is in place. Okay, thank you so much. Any questions?
So in previous verse and today's verse, the most of the glorifications are coming from priests.
Priests.
Yes. Maharaj Nabi is not speaking.
Hmm. Yes.
So therefore, primarily priests are representing Maharaj Nabi.
Hmm. The priests, like Pujari,
yes.
Pujari, priest or Panda, The idea is a priest. They represent the new religion. But in our case, all of us are priests. It's not just a pujari. Because he's serving the deity, he's dressing the deity, we are cooking for the deity. So it's related. Someone will be translating books, or someone is cleaning, feeding, teaching, someone is cooking, someone is distributing books. It's all part of that related to deity. So you can say we are all part of that. You can say we are deity worship. So people, like I said, people won't understand the deity unless they read books. So the devotees come and distribute books. So that's all. We are glorifying deity. So everyone is actually a priest. Devotees, Vaishnavas. So we're doing the service. It's not that, okay, we are worshiping the deity, we are close to the deity. It's very, very, very nice that so close to the deity. But if they don't understand other devotees who are cooking for Krishna and they are doing distributing books, they are, this is all just as a mood. Okay. Suppose I didn't cook nicely on time, Vishwamas on time, that deity didn't get the offering. Or they get food that's not nicely cooked. So it's not pleasing. So it's all related. So every one of us are actually pujaris. So if you want to see Krishna, like it's mentioned in the Pandavas, pujaris, they got to see Krishna. But it means all of us in our Hare Krishna movement, we are all related to the deities. It's serving the deities. This is the goal. That's the center of the temple, and we are all bringing people here. Like Radharani, she brings the gopis to the feet of Krishna. And those gopis bring other gopis. In this way, they bring to Radharani, and she brings to Krishna. So ultimately, that's our business. We somehow bring people to Krishna's feet. So that's what's all about the gurus. They are going traveling, the sannyasis are traveling, preaching. The idea is to bring people to Krishna's feet. So even if we didn't see Krishna, we can understand our Krishna by chanting Krishna, by reading his books, and see Krishna like that. It's not that Krishna is going to appear to you and talk to you because you're so important. We're all important. We can see Krishna through service. And even if Krishna appeared to you, what are you going to talk about? You saw me, I'm here, what do you want? He said, I want to serve you. I want to go back to your lotus feet. So even if we are here, suppose Krishna appeared to you personally, even if you did not appear, what are you going to ask? Our business is serving. Isn't it? Yes? Okay, Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki
jai. Prabhupada ki jai.